New Hampshire considers adding slots to charitable casinos. Currently, New Hampshire's charitable gaming venues operate through a unique setup, where only certain forms of gaming are permitted under regulated conditions. However, the state is exploring the possibility of introducing slot machines into its casinos, potentially expanding the range of gaming options in the state's regulated market. A recent recommendation from a state commission has reignited discussions on whether slot machines might soon join the lineup of gaming options offered in these venues. The commission's report proposes that lawmakers consider allowing slot machines, so long as they operate at the same pace as the existing historical horse racing, HHR, machines already present in New Hampshire casinos. Across various states, HHR machines have provided a legal method for offering slot-style gaming under a different structure. Rather than using random number generators in a traditional slot machine setup, HHR machines allow players to wager on previously run horse races using a pari mutuel betting system. This type of system means that players wager against each other rather than against the machine itself, making HHR games a distinct category from standard slot machines. A characteristic of HHR machines is their enforced minimum play delay, typically at least 5 seconds between bets. This slower speed of play is seen as an important factor in reducing the potential for compulsive gaming behaviors, which traditional slot machines may encourage with faster-paced play options. State Senator Tim Lang of Sanbornton, a member of New Hampshire's Gaming Committee, has been an advocate for exploring new options within charitable gaming, which could include the addition of slot machines. According to Senator Lang, introducing slot machines could have substantial benefits, providing additional revenue while also leading to cost savings for the casinos, the state, and the charities that benefit from gaming revenue. Senator Lang noted that if slot machines are to be introduced, they should operate at the same speed of play as HHR machines to address concerns about the risk of increased gambling addiction. Responsible gaming advocates in the state have expressed reservations about slot machines if they operate at a faster pace, as is typical in traditional casinos. The 5-second play delay already implemented for HHR machines is seen as a safeguard, reducing the rapid play style that can contribute to addictive gambling behaviors. Matching slot machine play speed to this standard could be a key element of any potential legislation. Difficult legislative road ahead. Any move to introduce slot machines would require legislative approval. This means that the state legislature would need to draft, discuss, and pass a bill authorizing their inclusion in New Hampshire's casinos. Currently, New Hampshire is home to 14 active charitable casinos, with at least 4 additional venues anticipated in the near future. While these casinos contribute significant revenue to the state's charitable causes, they also generate debate among community members and local leaders. Some communities have voiced concerns about the growth of casino gaming, questioning the impact of casinos on local culture and the potential for gambling-related issues in their areas. Earlier this year, legislative efforts sought to give local municipalities more authority over whether to permit casinos in their jurisdictions. House Bill 1223 proposed allowing cities and towns to make independent decisions regarding the presence of casinos within their borders, providing more autonomy for communities to address these issues. The bill successfully passed both the House and Senate, reflecting support from a variety of lawmakers. However, it ultimately stalled in the Committee of Conferences, meaning that it never reached Governor Chris Sununu's desk for final approval.